My grandmother was a local lass from Aldiquil and bred Scottish collie dogs. She was a very entrepreneurial woman, my grandmother. She had a big creel that she carried on her back, and she walked the 6 miles from the farm to White Hills. Along the way, she would call into all the different farms and buy their eggs, butter and cheese. Once she reached White Hills, she would sell all the produce and buy and fill up her creel with fish and sell this fish on her way home, making a profit to feed all her 6 children. She had a little shop in the back room of her house and sold tea, sugar and other groceries. My grandparents took me everywhere with them. In the summertime, the gardens were filled with gooseberries, raspberries, red currants, black currants, and I can still remember picking them. So much for me and so much for the bucket. I also remember the bustle in the farmyard kitchen when the women were baking. I particularly remember the smell of the oatcakes. When the men were harvesting, there was nothing I loved better than when my grandmother took out the tea and the pieces, as we called them, bread, jam and scones, to the men. In those days, the crofters didn't have machines. They sowed the crops by hand, and the women would come behind and bale all the crop into stooks. On the farms, they had Clydesdale horse-drawn binders, and they used to cut peats in what they called a peat bog and stack them all up until they dried out. The children fed the hens, carried the milk bucket out, and we were busy working all the time. The highlight was the visits from the vans that came around twice a week with their bread and other things. My grandmother would buy groceries from the van and sometimes extras such as lollies. New Year's Day was our main day of celebration. My Auntie Janet used to put on Christmas dinner for the aunties and all the kids. We had roast turkey, plum pudding with silver gifts inside the pudding, such as a shoe, a horseshoe and things like that. Haggis was kept for Robbie Burns Day, and at Easter there were the sugar eggs. Our mothers used to boil up eggs, colour them with wildflowers, and after Sunday school we would go up to the nearest hill, roll them down and then eat them. We had big bonfires built on top of the hills. When a son or a daughter was born, these bonfires would all be lit at the same time, and the local laird from Cullen would attend. Often we would have fancy dress parades and go right up to the top of the hill and let off crackers. Everybody went. And I remember when the war was finished and when George VI's coronation was on, the fires on the hill were lit consecutively, one after the other. It was an idyllic life.